The website for the High Speed 2 rail project promises it'll bring the UK's Victorian railway infrastructure dramatically into the 21st century, bringing the whole country closer together. Some MPs aren't so sure.
London, the great Wen, has been sucking talent, has been sucking jobs, has been sucking people, has been sucking industries, has even been sucking my kids down to London.
The Labour MP Austin Mitchell.
What is there in the high-speed train that's going to reverse that? Aren't we just going to really hear a big high-speed sucking sound amplified?
The line is supposed to go first from London to Birmingham and then onwards via two branches to Manchester and to Leeds. Appearing before the MPs on the public spending watchdog, the PAC, was David Prout, the Director General of the HS2 project, who explained why it was good for the North.
If Birmingham is only 45 minutes from London rather than an hour and 15 minutes from London, there's less need for the industry and for the officers to move to London.
And Philip Rutnam, the top civil servant at the Department for Transport, insisted the new line was crucial to stop overcrowding on existing lines. A Conservative Richard Bacon gently suggested that maybe Mr Rutnam shouldn't just take the rail industry's word for all this.
The industry has an interest in this project going ahead, doesn't it? Because then it gets to build rolling stock, it gets to build track, it gets to employ lots of people, the government pays it lots of money. The industry has an interest in this project going ahead, doesn't it?
The industry is generally supportive of it.
And then there are the costs. The projected cost for the completed line is more than £42 billion. About a third of that is a contingency fund, a buffer in case a current expected costs go up. But is even that enough, given that the route's not settled and it's highly controversial? It still has to be approved by MPs who could demand changes. The government's chief auditor, Amos Morse, pressed David Prout from HS2.
If it was that there was some really material change, like further tunnelling or anything of that sort, then I take it you wouldn't regard that contingency as enough to absorb something of that sort. Is that right?
The contingency would not include major changes in scope, for example, that the Select Committee might require. So if the Select Committee requires an additional station, that is not included in the contingency. If it required 20 more miles of tunnelling, that is not included in the contingency.
Well, watching all that from the public sitting was the former Conservative Cabinet Minister Cheryl Gillan. She's just one of the MPs who may well try to press for a great deal more tunnelling before the diggers can begin to rev up.